From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with the news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets custom figures of East Kalimantan. As President of the UN Security Council, Indonesia raises the counter-terrorism issues. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met public and custom figures of East Kalimantan to discuss the movement of the capital to the two regions in the province. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, President Joko Widodo in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Tuesday explained that will be a transformation of work culture shifting and a mindset changing. The meeting was one of the agendas of the President's working visit to East Kalimantan on Tuesday and Wednesday. President Joko Widodo reviewed the prospective locations of the state capital, which is located in Penajam Pasir Utara Regency and partly in Kutai Kartanegara Regency. The candidate of new capital city of Indonesia is designed by using the concept of smart cities. At least there are three clusters in the new capital city, namely the government, education and technology, as well as tourism cluster. The relocation of the new capital is effectively starts in 2024. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged the regional heads to help facilitate investors who want to invest their capital in the regions. Escorted by Antaranus Agency, President Joko Widodo, when opening the National Development Planning Forum in Jakarta on Monday, stated that the local government should give permission quickly if private sectors wanted to build a port, an airport, or road, especially in export-oriented industries. Export-oriented industry can also improve Indonesia's trade balance deficit. They can also create employment opportunities for the people in the region, thereby increasing economic movements. The regional governments had built infrastructure such as an airport or port to connect the industrial centers. He explained and added that improvement in the quality of human resources should be carried out in the future. Indonesia will continue its role as president of the UN Security Council in August 2020 with raising the issue theme, counter-terrorism. Through this team, Indonesia, which was selected as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for 2019-2020 period, will focus on working methods improvement from regime of sanction to soft approaches in dealing with terrorism. As stated by Director of International Security and Disarmament, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Grata Endah Werdaningtyas, at a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, said, related to the use of the soft approach, Resolution 2396 of the UN Security Council regarding foreign terrorist fighters began to emphasize the multidimensional aspects. This issue cannot be resolved merely by imposing sanction, but also addressing the root causes of someone's migration as a foreign tourist. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto on Monday met leader of the Chinese Ministry of National Defense and the State Administration for Science, Technology and Industry for national defense. The release of the Indonesian embassy in Beijing, which was received by Republika.co.id on Monday, stated that the main purpose of the two meetings was to discuss efforts to increase cooperation in the defense sector. Minister Prabowo Subianto held an official meeting with Chinese Minister of National Defense, General Wei Fenghe, at the main building of the Chinese Ministry of National Defense in Dengshenmen region, Beijing, on Monday. Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Suharto Monoarfa, on Monday explained that the government discussed the archetype of the new capital city in East Kalimantan and will begin the construction of basic infrastructure in the first semester of 2020. As stated by Antaranus Agency, the archetype of the new capital city has been discussed, but according to the timeline, hopefully, the construction of the city can start in 2021. According to the minister, the construction of basic infrastructure such as roads can begin in the first half of 2020. During the meeting on the relocation of the capital city, President Joko Widodo reiterated that the move would also affect the development of the economy and education, as well as research and innovation centers, in addition to the relocations of government buildings. The relocation of the capital city's aim at encouraging economic transformation outside Java Island. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan invited the United Arab Emirates to see the potential of hydropower in Indonesia, precisely in North Kalimantan and Papua. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said in a written statement in Jakarta on Monday that he hoped the United Arab Emirates would become partner to develop several carbon projects in Indonesia. The invitations was delivered by Minister Luhut in his meeting with his Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, Prince Mohammed bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, on Monday. Aceh Provincial's government has stated that it has prepared four investment destination areas as one of the choices for global investors to invest in the westernmost province of Indonesia. The four areas are Arun Lok Sumawe Special Economic Zone, Ladong Aceh Industrial Area, Kuta Raja Lampulo Ocean Fishery Port, and Sabang Free Port and Free Trade Zone. It was stated by Acting Governor of Aceh, Nofai Riansah, in Banda Aceh on Monday, when opening the annual meeting of the Bank Indonesia in Banda Aceh in 2019. Nova explained, the Aceh provincial government will provide various easiness, facilities, as well as incentive investment for investors who would like to invest in the four leading investment location. Governor Nova Iriansyah is optimistic that the large number of investment in the region that directly adjacent to the foreign trade channel will be able to increase economic growth and reduce poverty in the province of Aceh. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Indonesia Keeps Enhancing His Contribution in the World Feast. Well, listener, Indonesia would like to maintain the top 10 position in sending peacekeeping troops through the United Nations. The target was stated by Director of International Security and Disarmament at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Greta Enda Wardaningtyas, during a media meeting in Jakarta on Monday. She explained that to achieve the target, which is one of the national priority programs, the Indonesian government need to send a great number of troops with a good quality. At present, with 2,920 personnel, of October 2019, Indonesia is ranked 8 out of 120 countries contributing to the world peacekeeping forces. Looking at the record of sending peacekeepers, Indonesia has contributed since 1957. Under the name of Garuda Contingent, Indonesian forces have served in 8 UN peacekeeping missions, UNIFIL in Lebanon, UNAMID in Darfur, Sudan, MINUSCA in Central African Republic, MUNASCO, Democratic Republic of Congo, MINUSMA in Mali, and MINUSRO in Western Sahara, UNMISS South Sudan, and UNISPA in Abyei, Sudan. Indonesian personnel sent until October 2019 have not reached the number promised by Indonesia to the United Nations, which reached 4,000 personnel. Indonesian commitment to the peacekeeping mission is related not only in terms of the number, but also the quality of the personnel and troops. Thus, Indonesia keeps improving the quality of peacekeeping forces. Director Grata Enda emphasized that the challenge faced in the future are not certainly easy. The development of asymmetrical threats requires that UN peacekeeping forces must be aware with the situation faced in the field. Protection of civilians as well as responses to threats originating from non-state, including counter-terrorism. Preparations to strengthen the peacekeeping force must be carried out by the Indonesian government. In terms of quantity, Indonesia is committed to increasing the number and role of Indonesian peacekeepers in a bid to support the achievement of United Nations target of deploying female personnel at least 15% as military observers and staff officers and 20% as police personnel at the UN peacekeeping mission in 2020. In terms of quality, Indonesia encourages the improvement of critical capabilities needed by the missions. Take, for example, there must be ability to tackle explosives, medical and special ability police teams, one of which can be done at Central Peace Training Center in Bogor, West Java, Indonesia. For the world peace, Indonesia keeps enhancing its contribution. Therefore, it has become the mandate of the 1945 Constitution in realizing the world peace and tangible manifestation in global partnerships, collective leadership, and joint responsibility for the world peace. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in history, I'll begin with December 17, 1903, the first aircraft flown by the Wright brothers. The Wright brothers, or Will Wright and Wilbur Wright, on December 17, 1903, for the first time flew a controlled airplane 4 miles near the hilly terrain of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, United States. The plane was then piloted by Orville for 12 seconds and was capable of flying to a height of 37 meters from the ground. The plane was originally named the Wright Flyer, but it is now more popular with the name Kitty Hawk. The original aircraft is now can be seen at the Aerospace Museum in Washington, D.C. I'll turn to December 17, 1951. The Civil Rights Congress Organization in the United States submitted the document We Charge Genocide or We Indict Genocide to the United Nations. It is a document containing allegations of the United States government that committed genocide on black people. This paper was written by the Civil Rights Congress and presented to the United Nations at a meeting in Paris on December 17, 1951. The document shows that the United Nations Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide defines genocide as an action carried out with intention to destroy a group in a whole or in part. The last from December 17, 1960, the C-131D plane crashes. On December 17, 1960, a C-131D aircraft operated by the United States Air Force on a flight from Munich to RAF North Hove, England, crashed shortly after taking off from Munich Riem Airport due to fuel contamination. All 20 passengers and crew members and 32 people on land were killed. An accident investigation revealed the presence of water in the fuel tank pump. Because water is denser than fuel, it can settle to the bottom of the tank, enter the pump inlet. This makes the Muni C-131 lose power and cause the engine to stop. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Pertama, kita sudah berteman. Kedua, kita saling setia. Dan selanjutnya, kita berjalan bersama. Tapi hanya sebatas itu. Kini kau tinggal jauh di sana, meninggalkan angan-angan terindah. Lalu siapa yang bisa ku ajak bercanda? Jalan dan jalin menggantimu. Oh mungkin kau tak jauh di sana, tapi genggam tanganmu masih terasa. Atau mungkin ini sebuah pertanda yang ku rasa bukan sekedar rindu. Wajarkah ku bertanya kabarmu di sana? Terpisah jauh di antara dua benua. Pantaskah ku berkata cinta kepadanya? Takkan bisa ku sembunyikan begitu saja. Kamu di sana,
hai.
Ku tanya apa kau rindukan aku. Namun nyatanya ku tak berani berkata berharap memilikimu. Oh mungkin kau tak jauh di sana, tapi genggam tanganmu masih terasa. Pertanda yang ku rasa bukan sekedar rindu. Wajarkah ku bertanya kabarmu di sana? Terpisah jauh di antara dua benua. Pantaskah ku berkata cinta kepadanya? Takkan bisa ku sembunyikan begitu saja.
Wendy March with Dua Benua or Two Continents. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. It's good to meet you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Well, today my Indonesian topic is strengthening Indonesia-India Comprehensive Strategy Partnership to pursue bilateral trade targets. Well, listener, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, held a meeting with her Indian counterpart, Subrahmanyan Jayashankar, in the sixth meeting of Indonesia-Indian Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi, India. As quoted on the website kemlu.go.id, Minister Retno said that through this meeting, the two countries are committed to boosting cooperation, especially through a new strategy to achieve bilateral trade targets worth $50 billion US by 2025. The meeting was a follow-up discussion between Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in November 2019. The discussion included steps to achieve trade targets if was to balance the trade balance and the issue of palm oil and cooperation between the two countries in the Pacific region. In addition, Minister Retno Marsudi and Minister Subrahmanyan Jaishankar also discussed some concrete collaboration, including improving the connectivity of Aceh and Andaman Nicobar Islands through infrastructure development in Sabah, Aceh. During the meeting, the two ministers discussed strengthening partnership in the trade, tourism, education sectors, as well as the implementation of plan of action that had been produced in Aceh on 7 December 2019. Both of them also strengthened the Indonesia-India Comprehensive Strategy Partnership in the field of defense and security, including cooperation in the defense industry and strengthening people-to-people contact through the exploration of direct flights between Indonesia and India. Besides, in the context of sharpening economic diplomacy, Minister Retno also specifically held meetings with the Association of Vegetable Oil Products and a number of palm oil entrepreneurs to gain an understanding of India's economic prospects ahead and efforts to strengthen Indonesian palm oil exports. At present, India is the main destination for Indonesian palm oil exports. The meeting also held with the leaders of Indorama, Indian Chamber of Commerce, ICC, and the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, to obtain perspectives related to the business climate, opportunities for Indonesian outbound investment in India, and India investment interest in Indonesia. On the occasion of her visit, Minister Retno Marsudi also delivered a keynote address of the 11th Daily Dialogue with the team, Advancing Partnership in Indo-Pacific. At the forum, she affirmed Indonesia's real role in encouraging the implementation of concrete and inclusive cooperation in the Indo-Pacific region. Minister Retno also emphasized that as the two countries with the largest economies in their respective regions, Indonesia and India could play a major role in creating peaceful, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Saat ku jumpa dirinya di suatu suasana, terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin daku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak kuasa. Aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Inikah namanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Inikah rasanya cinta? Oh, inikah cinta? Terasa bahagia saat jumpa dengan dirinya. Ku jumpa.
That was Inikah Cinta, sung by Soundwave. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome to Indonesian Wonder. Today's edition, I invite you to visit Ayah Beach in Kebumen, Central Java. Traveling to Kebumen, Central Java, you can visit Ayah Beach, which is interesting to visit. The most attraction panorama of the beach is mangrove forest. You do not only play water, but you also can explore the forest. Unlike other mangrove forests in other regions, Ayah Beach offers neatly mangrove trees in its natural environment. The forest is around 54 hectares wide. Ayah Beach is also known as Logandeng Beach, which is located at Ayah Village, 53 kilometers from central city of Kebumen. If you go there by land transportation, the beach can be accessed for around 1 hour from Kebumen. To enter Ayah Beach, you must pay entrance ticket 5,000 rupiah per person. Entering to the beach, you will directly see a cluster of fishermen ships, so that the beach is also known as Fisherman Beach. The beach has long coastal line with quite big waves. But do not have to worry, you can still swim safely at the beach. Due to its long coastal line, you can also play volleyball or football. Another interesting activity at the beach is to go down mangrove forest by using boat, which is 20,000 rupiah per person for boat renting fee. If you want to enter mangrove forest, you only pay additional charge of 5,000 rupiah. You can selfie and enjoy the freshness of the forest at the mangrove area. Near the Ayah Beach, there is Manganti Beach. You also can find Red Bridge, which becomes an interesting spot for taking picture at Manganti Beach. The last enchantment which can be enjoyed during you traveling to the beach is the beauty of sunset. If you want to stay at night to enjoy the beach, you can set a tent in the area. Ayah Beach is completed with various facilities such as bathroom, parking space, and food stall which serve various kinds of seafood. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Ayah Beach in Kebumen, Central Java. Thank you for listening.
Sama, ada yang berubah dari perilakuku. Jadi orang yang tak pernah aku mau. Mata-mata, jadi mata-mata. 24 jam dalam satu hari, menguntitmu sampai tak kenal lagi waktu. Ku habiskan energiku demi jadi mata-mata. Kamu menikmati saat liburanmu ke Bali. Ku menunggu unggahan momen terbaikmu yang ku yakin kau bagi hanya untukku.
obsesi kamu yang belum aku kenal. Mata-mata, jadi mata-mata. Hey, 24 jam dalam satu hari menguntitmu sampai tak kenal lagi waktu. Ku habiskan energiku demi jadi. Hanya dengan melihat kamu menikmati saat liburanmu ke Bali. Ku menunggu unggahan momen terbaikmu yang ku yakin kau bagi hanya untukku. Ku bayangkan menggandeng tanganmu berjalan menghadiri pernikahan sahabatmu. Terima kasih untuk video sapaanmu yang selalu
just listen to the song entitled Mata Mata, sung by Ryan Pono. For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expression, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Please Come In or Silakan Masuk. Joko invited Tony to drink coffee that has been served for him.
Silakan minum kopinya.
Oh, terima kasih. Enak.
Ya, itu kopi luwak.
Kamu tidak minum?
Saya sedang puasa.
Oh, maaf.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Kopi, which means coffee. Silakan minum kopinya. Silakan minum kopinya, which means please enjoy the coffee. Enak, which means delicious. Itu kopi luwak, which means it is luwak coffee. Kamu tidak minum? Kamu tidak minum, which means why don't you drink? Saya sedang puasa. Saya sedang puasa. Which means I'm fasting. Silakan masuk. Which means please come in. Silakan duduk. Which means please take a seat. Saya hanya sebentar. Which means I'm just for a moment. The word to invite others in Indonesian language is silakan, which means please. For example, silakan minum kopinya, or please enjoy the coffee. Silakan masuk, or please come in. Silakan duduk, or please take a seat. When you are allowed to do something but you cannot do it, you have to refuse it politely. For example, silakan masuk, or please come in. Maaf, di sini saja. Or I just here. Saya hanya sebentar. Or I'm just for a moment. Silakan coba kuenya. Or please enjoy the cake. Maaf, saya sedang puasa. Or sorry, I'm fasting. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Silakan minum kopinya.
Oh, terima kasih. Enak.
Ya, itu kopi luwak.
Kamu tidak minum?
Saya sedang puasa.
Oh, maaf.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
That was Luru, sung by Isyana Saraswati. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.winews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present you a Malay song entitled Insan dan Bunga, which will be sung by Zalmon. Composed by Tiaramon, the song Insan dan Bunga consisted of some verses of poem. In accordance with the title of the song, it is like human life as flower. If blossom comes, many people adore it. If withered, it is helpless and life is like wheel. The music of the song is quite wistful and having slow tempo. Zalmon, who has real name Syamsurizal, is a legend singer of Minang pop. Along his career in music, he has released 120 albums. Besides Minang songs, Zalmon also sings a number of Malay songs. One of them is Insan dan Bunga. Here is the song Insan dan Bunga, sung by Zalmon. Enjoy the song.
Bila musim bunga tiba, halamanku indah berseri, penuh kubang indah mempesona, hati riang tak terperi. Bila musim malayu. Oh, kau tak berharga. Nasi bunga tiada lama. Bila layu, engkau tak berharga. Nasi bunga tiada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sandarkanlah lelahmu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu, percayalah. Segala sesuatu yang perih bisa diringankan dengan kata dunia sedang tak ramah. Ya, bukan berarti kau mesti berubah. Jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin, yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia, wajar jika tak sempurna. Segala sesuatu yang pelik bisa diringankan dengan
sudah ada di depanku. Hingga mati gaya kau buat aku terpaku. Ku ingin kau lihat, lihatku sejenak. Dan kau pun berkata suka padaku. Engkau yang selalu ada, ada di fikiranku. Ku harus bagaimana? Ku tak tahu mengapa kau selalu membuatku jadi salah. Tengkah kau buatku merasa ada getaran cinta? Berikan ku tanda jika rasa ini tak salah.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And also you can send your email to voi@voinews.id.